a bunch of us, mostly ex-Post-Dispatch people, who took the buyout, the last buyout, not the current buyout, were basically sitting around, looking around the country, talking about what was going on in journalism, and realizing that what happened here is part of a much, much larger pattern, that the number of reporters employed to go out digging up good stories is shrinking pretty dramatically. I saw a figure last week. I don't really know if this is accurate, but it anecdotally feels about right to me that newsrooms have been shrinking anywhere from 20% to 40% in the last couple years. And so we saw that, and we realized that even though you can go online and find what's out there, that what's out there is shrinking because the number of reporters is shrinking. And although you have the rise of citizen journalism, it doesn't really substitute for having people who can spend all day long and year after year digging things up. So we decided we'd try to find a way to make that happen again, and we would try to jump over this turmoil that the whole industry of journalism is in, and kind of to the next stage, which we think will be an online-based journalism. So we're trying to start a publication here that will be focused on the St. Louis area. It will deal, and we want to be able to support and pay reporters to go out and do work here. And we want to pay attention not only to what goes on here, but we want to pay attention to things that happen elsewhere that have a big impact on people here. And we've been working on this very hard since last fall. We have many wonderful content ideas. We've got a lot of creative ideas about how to not just write stories, but use a video and audio. We want to explore partnerships with other media, with other people who are out there doing interesting things. We want to not only have the high-quality reported content, but there'll be other parts of the site that are much more just the domain of contributors, and kind of more of a free-for-all, like a potluck supper instead of a menu kind of thing. And we're very excited about it. We sense a lot of enthusiasm in the community for something like this, and we feel great about it because instead of sort of it's going wrong with things, we suddenly see this great opportunity out there, and the possibility that once again there'll be multiple voices in the world of journalism. In you know, if we can find the model here, it will be picked up, I'm sure, because the circumstances exist in other communities as well. Oh, that's all I'm going to say for now. I've got time for just a couple of questions, or these guys kind of know the whole.
Questions, comments, or
capitals?
Well, we would like to get, we're a nonprofit. We're going to be a nonprofit, but a big point of this is to try to become economically self-sufficient, because you really don't have any security unless you are. So we're going to begin right away trying to attract sponsorships. Probably we'll look for a sort of a membership model like public radio or public television. We won't restrict access to the content, but we'll ask people who use the content to contribute as well. And our goal is to get pledges in the bank. Ideally, we'd like to cover a couple years' worth of what we think our budget will be, and we think our budget, what we'd like our budget to be, would be about $1 million a year. So that's our goal. We may start before we've got that all in place, but that's what we're shooting for. Yeah. The content, the kind of heart and soul of the content, to just say it in a shorthand phrase, we think of it as news that matters. So we're looking at what we think are significant issues and developments significant for the region. And among those things that we think will be things we definitely want to focus on would include politics. It would include some economic development. It would include health and medicine and science, because they're not only affect everybody directly, but they're such a big part of what goes on here. We want to try to pick up and pay attention to some areas that are of passionate interest to smaller groups of people, but tend to get less and less coverage because maybe they're not considered so mainstream. So some things going on in the arts, music, culture, that sort of thing as well. And then, I mean, the beauty of an online publication is you can be very responsive to what people are interested in. So part of what we'll be doing is, we've got a lot of ideas of where we want to start, but if we're doing this right, a year from now, we'll be doing things that we never even thought about doing. But again, I think the real, we're doing it because we want to cover things that we think are going to be of some significance and consequence to people here over a long period of time. Sure. We've been getting advice and talking a lot and getting help from Southern Illinois University at Carbondale, sitting over there, and we've been talking to some people at the University of Missouri Journalism School, and we anticipate that we'd like to sort of continue these connections and develop some more.
Great. Any other questions?
Well, we think of it, I think like more like hourly is what we'd hope to be. And it's sort of a wire service model where we would update. I mean, obviously, we're going to try to work on some longer term things. We'd love to be comprehensive. We know that we won't be comprehensive in any sense of the word, but we want to do what we do well. And that means when we're focusing on something, we do it as a kind of a combination of breaking things and updates and, additional developments and then some things that take longer to develop and get out there. Right. Right. Kind of a combination of things. But we'd like the site to be changing and updated frequently so that when people come back, there's something new to look at. So.